we are overtaxing Amazon people these days. Like, everyone's ordering from Amazon. Everyone is stuck inside. We're doing most of our shopping on Amazon. And you can imagine these drivers are going, they're running commercials about what life is like at Amazon so that we feel better about shopping there, so we don't feel like we're overtaxing these people. So you're starting to feel better about it. And then the story comes about this 22-year-old Amazon driver in Detroit. He quit in the middle of his shift. He left the van at a gas station and said,
no.
I can't take it. I can't take it one more minute. Listen to him.
If you fed up with your job, you just got to be fed up with it. It was immature and irresponsible on my end, but at the same time, enough is enough. So I just got irritated. And I went on Twitter. I go on social media to vent my problem. It was days where I had to deliver 158, 212, and they just kept going up and up.
Right. I mean, look, normally his shift, he probably delivered like maybe 50 packages. Now it's hundreds of packages. It's a lot of work. And I get that it's his job, but he's getting paid the same. But here's my question to you, because you've been a boss before. You always have opinions about work things. Mm-hmm. Okay. My question is, can you quit in a blaze of glory anymore?
If I get a resume from somebody that wants a job, and I was getting a bunch of resumes a couple of months ago for people that wanted a job, the first thing I would do is Google them. And if they came up on Google and everything was fine, then I would move forward. But if one thing came up that had anything connected to their name, even if it wasn't them, you know, I would move past and go to the next person.
Well, what kind of thing? What if something came up, like, you know, what if they had like a strong political opinion, or what if they, I don't know, like a lot of things can happen. Like, you can have a fight with your girlfriend on Twitter and then that goes viral because, you know, you said something nasty, whatever, like just stupid stuff like that. Like, is that, would that turn you, that's nothing to do with the job. That's his personal life. Like, would that turn you off?
Yeah. Let's say I posted a job. I got 90 people emailing me in one day resumes. So I got to go through that 90 people really fast. I got to get that down to 5, you know, by the end of the day. If I'm going on Google and something pops up that's bad, I'm moving on to the next person. I'm not even spending any time with you at all.
Well, then I'm going to go ahead and Google you right now.
That's why I use a fake name. If you put in my real name, you're not going to find anything.
But okay, so not even, I just found something on you.
Okay.
Oh.
It's not me.
No, I found that you're attached to me. That's not good.
That's under protest.
If you Google your name, it comes up next to my name. You're in trouble, my friend.
Great.
I was expecting to find like so many other things. I can't believe I just found that. Eesh.
No, that's I keep my name out of everything. And now I'm stuck to you. But no, I tell my kids all the time, don't post anything about your job. Don't post anything that you won't want your grandparents to see. Don't just forget it. Don't do that. It's going to ruin you.
Yeah, but I think that's unfair to not consider somebody for a job. If they have a resume and they've worked really hard and there's lots of great stuff on their resume, they'd be good for the job. But let's say they complained about a sweater they bought at Nordstrom, you know, and they had a whole thing with Nordstrom back and forth on Twitter or whatever, and that comes up. You're not going to not hire them because they weren't happy with the customer service they got at Nordstrom, right?
No. If one thing comes up that you're complaining about Nordstrom, I don't need that in my life. I don't need that.
I'm never getting a job. That's what I've learned through this. Also, I didn't even have to quit in a blaze of glory. It's like the fact that this guy quit in a blaze of glory is like really bad. But if he ever like gave a bad review to, I don't know, like a pair of sneakers he bought on Nike.com, like that's going to, if that's something like that comes up and that's going to turn you off, like how's anybody ever going to get a job again? Everybody has stuff like that. Nobody's squeaky clean.
Right now, when we open back up, and 11 million people are going to go looking for a job.
Right.
We're going to have to go through these resumes really fast.
Yeah, that poor guy's thing's going to come up immediately.
Yeah, he's not getting a job. He screwed himself.
Right, because it's not like he did something heroic. He literally left the van at a gas station.
If you did something good and your name came up, I would see it and go, they're making news about something. I don't need that either.
He likes drama. He likes to save kids from burning buildings. How dare he?
Right. I just want to hire somebody to do the job and stay the hell off the internet.
I want to hire the person that doesn't save children from burning buildings.
Right.
Because if he's saving children from burning buildings, that means he is too busy to come and do the work I need him to do.
Right. Then you better be at home thinking about your job, not saving children.